Hi, this is Jay Aruga from the Jay Aruga Show podcast. You'll also hear me in Unboxing Catholicism every Sunday nights at 8 p.m. in the Unboxing the Bible series. Content creation can sometimes be tiring, not to mention nerve-wracking when dealing with bashers. That's why at the end of the day, I retreat to Hollow. Hollow is the number one Christian Catholic prayer app in the U.S. and it's making its way in the Philippines with over 5,000 audio-guided prayer, meditation, daily rosary, and readings with Bishop Barron, Father Mike Schmitz, Jonathan Rumi, and many more. Use our affiliate link, hollow.com/jaruga for a free trial. Again, hollow.com/jaruga. And now, on to the show. This week, let's review the most triggering comedy of the year, Lady Ballers. Dito lang sa the Jay Aruga Show.
Throw, throw, pillow, throw it to me. Throw it to me and we will have a party.
Throw, throw, pillow, throw it to me. Throw it to me. We'll have a party.
See my throw pillow, isn't it cool?
We'll have lots of fun inside the pool.
Come to me, baby, my fantasy.
Throw your throw pillow under the sea.
Do you want to borrow it?
Yes, I want to.
Promise not to ruin it.
Kumusta? Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Aruga Show, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. We're the first conservative podcast in the Philippines. Sawa ka na ba sa mga naglalapastangan ng ating mga hinahawakang values? Pwes, ito ang podcast para sa iyo dahil tuturuan namin kayong ipagtanggol ang life, marriage, and family, maging ang truth. Because it takes all of us to take back the culture. And we really need to take back the culture. Anong topic natin today? Ito ay mula sa Daily Wire, mga kasangga natin sa pag-take back ng culture. We'll do a Dirty Pop episode, a review of the most triggering comedy movie of the year, Lady Ballers. But before that, nice kung pindutin nyo muna yung follow button sa kung ano mang app ang nagdala sa'yo dito, whether it be Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, kung ano man yan, follow nyo ang The Jay Aruga Show podcast. So, thank you very much. Siguro mag-shoutout session na tayo sa simula ng episode. Nice kong i-shoutout si The Roaming Historiador. Siya ay avid listener ng podcast. So, i-follow nyo siya. Marami siyang magagandang post tungkol sa history ng ating pananampalataya. On to our main topic. A few weeks ago, in-interview si Elon Musk sa isang event ng New York Times called the Deal Book Summit. Dito sa summit na to ay invited din sa audience ang ibang mga CEOs ng big companies, kabilang ang CEO ng Disney na si Bob Iger. Nagkaroon ng konting drama between Elon and many companies recently kung saan inakusahan si Elon ng left na anti-Semite siya, meaning Nazi siya, or white supremacist, hater ng Jew, despite na inexplain niya na hindi. At despite inimbitahan siya ng Prime Minister ng Israel na si Benjamin Netanyahu na bumisita sa Israel. I guess hindi sapat ang mga proofs na yan para i-disprove na anti-Semite si Elon, itong mga claims against him. Kaya nag-pull out pa rin ang mga big-named companies from advertising from X, formerly Twitter, ang social media na pag-aari ni Elon Musk. Kaya ako nakwento ang lahat ng ito ay dahil nais kong malaman nyo kung ano ang context bago ko i-play ang napakahalagang message ni Elon Musk sa mga advertisers na nag-pull out sa kanya. Roll VTR.
And you're clarifying this now, but there's a public perception that that was part of a apology tour, if you will. That this had been said online, there was all of the criticism, there was advertisers leaving. We talked to Bob Iger today.
I hope they stop.
You hope?
Don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
But
go f*** yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is. Hey, Bob, if you're in the audience.
Well, let me ask you then.
That's how I feel. Don't advertise.
I hope malinaw yung message ni Elon kahit na sinensor ko yung word. Pero para sa mga hindi nakagets ng sinensor kong word, sabi ni Elon, the richest guy in the world, sa mga executives sa harapan niya, go F yourselves. Ano yung F? Kayo na bahala. Friend? Go friend yourselves or go fund yourselves? Sorry, pero hindi ko na spoon feed sa inyo kung ano yung F word na yun. Don't you wish you can tell that to sa CEO ng iyong kumpanya? Lalo na kung naging woke na yung kumpanya nyo, di ba? Parang ang sarap sabihin. Bakit ko binuksan ang show sa balitang ito kung review ng Lady Ballers ang episode na ito? Dahil may isa pang mahalagang sinabi si Elon about Disney. At ito yun. Roll VTR.
And I just wonder and ask you and think about that for a
second.
Tell
it to the judge.
But the judge is going to be...
The judge is the public.
And you think that the public is going to say that Disney is making a mistake?
Yes.
And they're going to boycott Disney?
They already are.
Well, there are some that are for lots of different reasons, but you think that this is going to, that you have the, this goes to actually the interesting of power and leverage.
Let the chips fall where they may. Let the chips fall where they may.
Can I ask why that is the approach? And I ask it because you've been
What's the other approach? Well,
you've been very particular about, the approach to Tesla. When you think about the engineering involved in that, the approach to SpaceX, the approach to... some of the stuff you're doing with AI has been very specific, right? There's not a let the chips fall where they may approach to those businesses, I don't think.
No, we focus on making the best products, and Tesla's gotten to where it's gotten with no advertising at all.
I understand that.
Tesla currently sells twice as much in terms of electric vehicles as the rest of electric car makers in the United States combined. Tesla has done more to help the environment than all other companies combined. It would be fair to say that, therefore, as a leader of the company, I've done more for the environment than everyone else, any single human on Earth.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about that?
Yeah, no, I'm asking you personally how you feel about that, because we're talking about power and influence and...
I'm saying what I care about is the reality of goodness, not the perception of it. And what I see all over the place is people who care about looking good while doing evil.
Wow. Kung ang lahat ng mga mayayamang tao ay ina-attempt at least gumawa ng mabuti instead of ipakita lang sa mga tao na tila baga gumagawa sila ng mabuti. Imagine what a world it would be. And si Elon, he's doing something according even to the left's standards. Saving the environment through Tesla. And ako, although I don't subscribe to it because I believe that fossil fuel, the cheap and abundant fossil fuel will actually save more lives than any electric vehicle. Pero Elon is doing something kahit na sa standard ng left. And it's doing it more successful than all of them combined. So ayon kay Elon, Disney is now being judged by the public. Ito na ata ang year na walang movie ang Disney na umabot ng $1 billion ang kita, not including the pandemic years. Disney is losing money mula sa live-action movies nilang Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Haunted Mansion, and yung recent na The Marvels. Isama pa yung live-action remake ng The Little Mermaid. Ang laki ng mga budgets ng mga movies na ito at nag-flop. Maging ang mga animated movies ng Disney ay hindi kumita sa takilya like Elemental, Strange World, Lightyear, and now joining their latest streak of bad box office movies, Wish. Sabi ni Bob Iger, CEO ng Disney, dahil daw ang mga movies na ito ay ginawa nung pandemic, kaya nag-suffer daw ang quality. Ang totoo niyan, ayaw niya lang sabihin na dahil sa leftist messaging, kaya nag-flop ang mga movies na ito. And hindi ko sinasabi na kapag may leftist message ay automatic na nag-flop yung movie. Minsan kahit may leftist message, basta okay yung quality and entertaining, kumikita din yung movie. Think of the recent Barbie movie, di ba? Pero sa case ng Disney, talagang poor ang quality niya at medyo hindi pa entertaining ang mga movies na nilalabas nito. Ganyan talaga, when you're forcing diversity instead of competence, nagiging poor quality ang movie. Dahil nagpo-focus sila sa the message, ika nga ni Critical Drinker. Naubusan ng energy ang crew on creating quality. Again, ang tanong ay bakit ko binuksan ang show dito? Ito ay dahil may isang company na naman na nagtangkang gumawa ng movie na may the message. Pero hindi leftist message ang gusto nilang ipakalat. Unapologetically conservative right-wing message ang lesson sa movie nila. This company is none other than The Daily Wire. At ang movie na tinutukoy ko is none other than Lady Ballers. I believe I asked this question either sa podcast or sa Facebook page before. Name the last great comedy movie or TV show that came out in the past decade. Sige nga, try nyo. Malamang wala kayong masagot. That's because comedy is dead now. Ito ang secret sauce kung bakit nakakatawa ang mga jokes sa comedy movies. Kailangan you're willing and risking offending people. Kasi ito talaga ang secret sa mga jokes. Sasabihin ko na sa inyo. And hindi ako ang pinakamagaling na joker sa buong mundo, pero observation ko lang ito. And once masabi ko sa inyo, arali nyo ang pinakanakakatawang jokes na na-encounter nyo sa buong buhay nyo kung meron sa kanilang pumasok sa formula na sasabihin ko. Una, ay kailangan surprise ang punchline. So yun yung keyword, surprise. Kaya tuwing ginugulat ka, di ba, na nagtatawanan kayo, kailangan may element of surprise. Ang isang joke na nakita na ng audience ang punchline a mile away bago mo pa ma-deliver ang joke ay hindi nakakatawa. Kaya nga sa pag-deliver ng joke, kailangan mabilis ang comic bago pa mapag-isipan ng audience kung ano yung next na sasabihin mo. Kaya yung unang formula ng joke, kailangan mapasabi ang audience na, oo nga no, bakit hindi ko naisip yon? Kaya kung nag-joke ka ng pick-up line sa isang babaeng liniligawan mo at sinabi mong, pagod ka na ba?
Bakit?
Kasi kanina ka pa tumatakbo sa aking isipan eh. Malamang ay kukuha ng binilot na dyaryo yon para hampasin sa iyong batok. Dahil sa sobrang gasgasa na ng joke na yon at hindi na siya nasusurprise. Ang pangalawang formula ng isang nakakatawang joke, at ito din ang reason kung bakit natatawa tayong mga tao, ay kailangan may feeling of superiority ang audience. Masakit pakinggan, pero ito ang totoo. Hard truth ito. Kaya nakakatawa ang slapstick jokes ay dahil mukha siyang tanga. Napapahiya siya. Nagkakaroon ng superiority ang audience, feeling of superiority over that slapstick. Nakakatawa din ang self-deprecating jokes, di ba? Dahil, again, nagkakaroon ng superiority ang audience dun sa nagsasabi ng joke. Nakakatawa din ang mga jokes tungkol sa pagkakamali, kabobohan, maging ang mga jokes na nasa moral low ground ang mga taong subject ng joke, di ba? Siguro ay nagtataka kayo kung bakit pati jokes ay ino-overanalyze ng Jay Arugana to. Grabe, you're taking the fun out of it. Patawad. Mahilig lang akong magbuting-ting ng kung ano-anong mga bagay. Kaya nga, electronics engineering ang kinuha ko. With that said, wala nang good comedy ngayon dahil bawal na ang i-risk offending people. At dahil dyan, nawala ang second element of a funny joke, making the audience feel superior. Sige, i-challenge ko kayo. Name a TV show or comedy movie na maraming jokes that never made the audience felt superior. Message nyo lang sa ating Facebook page ang inyong sagot or sa Spotify forum. Ngayon, enter the Daily Wire comedy Lady Ballers. Definitely hindi nahiya ang DW to offend the left. Most triggering comedy movie of the year ang label ng Lady Ballers. Sabi nila, they're going back to the 90s, early 2000s style of comedy sa pelikulang ito. But did they deliver? Bago ang lahat, nais kong sabihin na the way to watch this film is through a Daily Wire subscription. At sadly, na-block ang Daily Wire sa ating bansa. Kaya bukod sa DW membership, ay kailangan nyo din mag-subscribe sa isang VPN. So yun ang way para makapanood ng Lady Ballers legally. Nagpa-watch party ako on the day na ni-release ang Lady Ballers, kaya salamat sa nakinood with us. Bago natin ibigay ang verdict sa movie, hayaan nyong ibigay ko muna ang plot. Of course, it goes without saying that this will be a spoiler-filled episode. Kaya sa mga ayaw ma-spoil ang pelikula, pause nyo muna itong episode nito, then balik kayo dito later. Okay? Ayan, salamat sa inyong pagbabalik. Ito ang recap ng plot ng Lady Ballers. May dating magaling na coach na si Coach Rob, played by Jeremy Boring, CEO ng Daily Wire. Si Coach Rob ay retired na at nag-coach siya ng high school basketball noon. Nanalo sila ng mga trophies, and this time, nag-coach ulit siya ng high school basketball. Sadly, nagko-coach na siya sa present day, kung saan ang mga kino-coach niya ay walang ambition of greatness at mga woke players na madaling ma-offend. Na-realize niya mula sa kanyang 8-year-old daughter na nagbago na ang mundo. Nakilala natin ang ex-wife ni Coach Rob, may quote-unquote lover din ito, si Chris, played by Matt Walsh. Si Chris ang pinaka-liberal character sa movie. At siya ay isang vegan. Eventually, ay na-meet ni Coach Rob ang dati niyang player na si Alex, na isang cross-dresser. At naisali niya ito sa women's division ng track and field, kung saan dinominate ni Alex ang event. From there, ay nagkaroon siya ng idea na maaari niyang i-reunite ang dati niyang basketball team at manalo sila ng championship sa buong mundo if they join in women's basketball as trans athletes. Basically, ginawan lang nila ng pelikula ang nangyayari na sa buong mundo in real life. Recently lang, di ba, may dalawang trans women, biological men, na nag-top 1 and 2 sa cyclocross championship, sina Michael Tessa Johnson and Evelyn Williamson. Anong klaseng sport ang cyclocross? Hindi ko rin alam, pero basahin natin ang Wikipedia para may dagdag kaalaman tayo. Cyclocross, or CX, or Cyclo-X, is a form of bicycle racing. So stop na ako dun, kasi bicycle racing lang pala ito. So, malamang walang panamang isang babae sa bicycle race kung mga lalaki ang kalaban niya. Not to be sexist, but I'm just stating an obvious truth. And right now, all the best women in women's sports are men. In the spirit of charity, ay tatawagin kong matapang ang mga trans women na ito because they battled their innermost shame and guilt para lumahok sa palakasan with biological women. And because they battled their shame, kaya maaari natin silang tawaging walang hiya. So makakahanay ng mga walang hiyang lalaking ito na nagpapanggap na babae, ang iba pang walang hiyang lalaki na nagpapanggap na babae gaya ni na Leah Thomas sa swimming, Austin Killips, and Leslie Mumford also sa cycling. Back to the movie. And minsan pag nakakita ka ng mga pictures ng mga lalaki, trans women, na nasa ibabaw ng first and second place podiums, baka isipin nyo, parang galing ba sa Lady Ballers ang scene na to? Anyway, yun ang nangyari, yun na ang setup, and they took the premise to its logical conclusion. Bilang biological men competing in women's sports, nakarating sila sa finals easily, even in their worst days. Sa finals naman ay nakalaban ng Lady Ballers, ang isang team of trans women din. But this time, mga mistulang NBA players ang mga ito that identify as women. Kaya wala silang binatbat. And ito nga ang logical conclusion. Balang araw kung magpatuloy ito, it will be the end of women's sports. So basically, pinakita lang ng pelikula ang inevitable downside ng trans women in women's sports. So ano ang aking verdict? Kung true blue conservative ka, ma-enjoy mo ang film dahil hindi mo na kailangan ng masyadong setup para magets mo yung mga jokes. They're mostly the jokes you already have by heart pero finlesh out lang ng pelikula. Nakakatawa ang film for the most part. May mga certain scenes lang na medyo na pa meh ako. Like yung pagpasok nila ng Jeremy's Razor ad. I can imagine kung liberal audience ang manonood, baka hindi nila magets yon. Also, masyadong pilit ang cameo ni Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. Parang ewan lang. Parang gusto niya lang maupo sa isang seat, tapos, oh, never mind. Wala man lang joke doon. Kung di mo kilala si Senator Ted Cruz, hindi mo siguro magigets yung buong nangyari. Speaking of cameos, ang daming cameos from anyone and everyone in the conservative movement in America. And kung liberal ka, or even you're just in the center, baka hindi mo ma-appreciate. Ang daming cameos mula sa taga Babylon Bee, nandun si Chandler Juliet, at yung kapartner niya sa Californians Moved to Texas fame. Nandun din lahat ng Daily Wire host from Ben Shapiro, Andrew Klavan, Michael Knowles, Brett Cooper, Candace Owens, and even Dr. Jordan B. Peterson. Nandun siya. Marami pang ibang cameos and baka hindi niya na sila kilalang lahat kung iro-roll call ko. Nandun din si Riley Gaines, Seth Dillon, ang kulang na lang ata si JP Sears at si Steven Crowder. Again, maximum appreciation kung Daily Wire fan ka na to begin with. Pero I think ma-appreciate nyo pa rin yung ilang mga jokes kahit na hindi ka Daily Wire fan. Hindi rin mawawala yung message na gustong iparating ng pelikula. May konting parts lang na nabaduyan ako or na napa-cringe ako. Like yung joke na may perverted guy na gustong magbayad ng prostitute tapos labas ng labas siya sa eksena at may one-liner siya na, "How much?" Parang gusto nila itong maging ka-level ni Rob Schneider na sinasabi ang line na, "You can do it!" Pero for me, nag-fall flat ito. May mga jokes din na hindi conservative. I don't know how to feel about those. Like yung kontrabidang journalist na kapit ng kapit kay Coach Rob, si Gwen. Medyo sexual ang scenes niya. Curious nga ako eh kung magkakaroon ng isang kissing scene between Gwen and Coach Rob. Kasi you know, may asawa si Jeremy, boring, di ba? Bilang conservative, May pag-kissing scene ba ito on screen? Ang sagot ay, hindi. Which didn't disappoint. Pero itong si Clingy Girl, dinidilaan lang naman niya ang pisngi ni Jeremy. So, hindi ko alam kung yun yung limit ni Jeremy on on-screen romance. Buti lang hindi ako artista at hindi ko pro-problemahin yun. Also, what's up with those Crane and Company guys na hayok makipag-sleepover sa mga babae? I guess, rinirepresent lang nila ang mga trans men na inabuso ang ability to go to women's spaces. If so, then I guess effective ang messaging. Medyo awkward lang to see some guys from the Daily Wire na uma-act this way. Ang pinaka hindi ko nagustuhan sa movie ay ang kanyang ending. Akala ko may some great plan si Coach Rob kung saan makikita ng buong mundo na mali ang lahat ng ginagawa nila. Akala ko may Emperor's New Clothes realization moment dito. Akala ko yung part na hinubaran ang isang black trans women player at sinabi ni Andrew Klavan na, "That's the biggest schlong I have seen in a woman!" Akala ko ito yung magiging turning point. Pero hindi. They went for a cute ending kung saan nagpa-substitute si Coach Rob ng team of 8-year-old girls. Ito ang pinalit niya sa Lady Ballers. All in all, maituturing ko ang Lady Ballers na para siyang school project na video making na pinagawa sa inyo ng teacher nyo tapos madami kayong inside jokes na kayo lang sa classroom ang nakakuha. Well, nakuha ko ang mga jokes dahil hardcore Daily Wire fan ako. Sabi ko kanina, may mga jokes din na tingin ko makukuha ng leftist or centrist pero hindi ko alam kung ilan yon. So alam ko kapag pinakinggan nyo yung episode na ito, it seems na hindi ko na-enjoy ang movie. Ang totoo niyan ay na-enjoy ko ng todo ang Lady Ballers at nag-nitpick lang ako para lang mag-sound balanced ang aking review. The good thing about Lady Ballers is it has a semblance of reality. Dahil again, ito ang realidad natin. Every great comedy should have a touch of reality para maging nakakatawa ito. Kung ang comedy is something na walang nakaka-relate, hindi ito nakakatawa. And for this, all I can say is, it's time to mock this emperor for not wearing clothes. For his invisible dress na matagal na tayong ginagaslight ng mainstream culture na mga bobo lang daw tayo at hindi daw tayo experts in gender ideology kaya hindi daw natin naiintindihan ang mga bagay na ito. Lady Ballers is the first. Sana sa Pinas ay gumawa din tayo ng comedy films like this because mocking gender ideology is an endless goldmine of stupidity. Takot lang hawakan ang mga creatives ang poop na ito. If anything, I'm hoping na ang mga tao sa indie film industry ang mag-spearhead ng comedy na ito sa ating bansa. Kasi mga activist din yung mga nasa indie filmmaking. Pasok ito sa niche nila. And this time, you will be right. Okay. I recommend this movie to everyone. Mahalagang suportahan natin ang conservative movement, dito man or sa US. Mahalaga itong movie na ito and I hope hindi ito ang last Daily Wire comedy. Siguro naman hindi kasi nag-announce din sila ng adult animated comedy na parang Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park at dito ako mas excited. I'm sure mga jokes na hindi nila napasok sa Lady Ballers, dito nila ipapasok. Okay, so what do you think of the movie? Have you seen it? Gusto niyo bang isa pang watch party? Let me know sa comment section ng Facebook, Spotify, or better yet, sulatan niyo lang ako sa thejarugashow.com. We are also sponsored by Halo, the number one prayer and meditation app in the world. To install, gamitin niyo lang ang affiliate link natin, halo.com/jaruga. Again, halo.com/jaruga. All right, this has been another episode of the Jay Aruga Show, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye! If this episode made your day, or even if it didn't,
please press that follow button right there. If you're listening in Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star review. Spread the word, tell your friends, family, your dog to subscribe as well. Thank you very much.